Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of Chasing Fruit Flies. I am your host, Clay, and I am joined here with my co-host,
Sedge slash Jess.
Sedge, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? It's been way too long.
I'm fantastic now that we're together.
Yes, we are so much better together.
I mean, we're not in person, you know, we're over the technologies, but it's still going to be a fabulous show.
It is. I feel the connection. I feel your energy. You have good energy.
Oh, thank you. So this week on Chasing Fruit Flies, we're going to introduce the show and we're also going to talk about some Mean Girls.
Yes. We all know Mean Girls. Yeah.
It's such a fun title that we picked.
Yes, it is. Do you think people know what it means?
Did I lose you?
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. You can't hear me.
Oh my gosh. This technology. We'll get this down eventually.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes. What the hell happened?
I don't know.
You're going to have to edit the crap out of this, so.
Oh, no. This one has a parental advisory warning.
Oh, it does? Now we can say naughty words.
I mean, have you met us?
I know, but remember last time how, like, I thought I said a bad word? I didn't. I think I said kissing. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and I was messing with you about AB hearing.
You were not messing with me. You were traumatized. When I said kissing, you just looked at me like, you know there's a child in the room.
I know.
After
we already talked about so much dirtier things.
We really did. And I say kissing, and it was the end of the world.
So speaking of kissing, let's jump into talking about our show and... ooh. And what we are doing here together on this beautiful platform.
Yes, beautiful, gorgeous.
So introduce yourself, girl.
Introduce my what? It broke up.
Oh, introduce yourself, girl.
Oh, sorry. My name is Jess. I got the nickname Sedge from Clay. Because I was very upset with him because he said, when people are close with me, I like to give them nicknames. And like, I just looked at him like, well, I don't have a nickname. And he came up with Sedge, which I love. Don't ask me what it stands for because I don't remember. Do you remember, Clay?
Yes. Special Emotional Jess.
Okay, thank you. I meant to look that up to see what it meant, but I forgot. So sorry about that. That was very rude of me. And I am obsessed with drag queens. I always have been. I love the show Friends. I have 3 adult children that get on my nerves, but I love you. And 2 grandchildren. And what else should I say?
I mean, anything you want to say. This is our show.
I know. And... that's going to be it for right this second. I'll spill more.
Yeah, it's all right. I'll talk about myself because I love doing that.
Oh, no, I know you do. That's why I wanted to like leave it open. I don't want to be selfish because I said 2 words about myself. So I figured it was your turn.
Duh. Like, okay. So let me get ready for my novel moment.
Don't choke.
Hello. My name is Clay. My real name is actually not Clay. It's only my middle name. let me be serious.
Why? That's so boring.
So, my name's Clay. I originally started podcasting in 2018 with my friend, Stacy Hubeck, and we had a podcast called Off the Beaten Path. And then, I created kind of a big deal podcast with an ex-friend, which kind of disbanded. And then I attempted to bring it back by making it kind of a big deal podcast 2.0. And the episode that Sedge was on with me, she used her magic powers and she took out my mix board. I don't know what happened. It was just waved the magic wand and she was like, diddle daddle, you're gay and dead. And it just died.
Witch.
Magic.
And yes, and I cannot tell you how I did it, but I did do it.
And so for my birthday, my daughter and my husband got me the Rodecaster Pro 2, which is amazing. And they got a bundle, so it came with two brand new mics. That's why you can hear me so much better. And it has really good functionality. So Jess is actually Bluetoothed to the Rodecaster right now. But don't worry, we will be doing episodes in person because her and I just, you know, love to kiki. But
yes, absolutely.
But this is our show and we are going to do whatever the F we want to.
I love that. That's so us too.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we are off script. We are all over the place. And that's why we called it Chasing Fruit Flies, because Jess's favorite pastime is chasing gay people.
It really is. Like, if it could be like a hobby or a sport, like maybe I should get a t-shirt that says it's a sport, because like I'd be so good at it.
We should get you a gold medal.
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to that. I mean, because like if there was a competition, I promise you I'd win it. And my gaydar is on point. I can tell people they're gay before they even know it.
I love the flex right now. Like, it's not like a flex, like a life flex. No, it's like my gaydar is on point. Yeah, bitch.
I'm not kidding. When people ask me what I like to do, and I'm not even kidding, I seriously say I love gay people and I love drag queens. I always say that no matter who's asking me. Like, it's because it's the truth.
Yeah.
Like, they make my life happy. So, and they're the best people in the world. I'm sure there's other good people too, but I just haven't met them yet.
Yeah. I mean, and the funny thing is too, is like, everybody's like, oh, Jess loves everybody. Yeah, she may love everybody, but like her like posse that she keeps around her, everybody's just cute. Like, she's like, oh, that one's they cute. I'll collect that one. Oh, that one's not that cute. Okay, we can be friends, but you can't sit at the cool kids table.
I mean, that is actually really, really true. If they are not pretty, they are not for me. And I know that's so mean, but it's true. Because who wants to be surrounded by, like, and honestly, if, like, they're kind of ugly but have a good personality, I'll accept that.
Yeah.
Like, so if anyone wanted to apply, and they're like, oh, I'm kind of ugly, though. Like, if they have a good personality, I will accept it.
Yeah.
And but they can't be fake. I do not do fake, so I do not like fake people. And what I do with fake people is I'm super fake to their face, so they think I love them, but I don't.
Yeah.
So, there's something else about me.
So you can actually go to the Facebook page and apply now to be one of the fruit flies.
Yes.
I'm totally gonna make an application.
Please do. I will have to help you with some of the questions though, Clay, because you are not as gay as I am. I'm sorry, but you're not.
Oh.
So I'll help you with some of that.
Okay. I'm really glad that you are there to help me with that.
You are so welcome. I mean, I don't know what you would do without me.
I don't either. Definitely want to be doing this show.
That's very true. That's very true. This is about to make us famous, baby.
Mm-hmm. We are going to the top.
Yes. I mean, it might make us famous for being ridiculous, but who cares how you get there as long as you get there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how many people have become famous for being ridiculous? Mr. Beast is one of them.
Yes. And so is Clay and Sedge.
Yep.
That's why I already have a stage name.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It's Sedge. Yeah.
Yeah, that's your alter ego.
Yes, it is. I have many of them too because I'm a Gemini. In case you forgot.
No, I did not. So
how could you?
So to jump right into the whole you can't sit at our table, let's jump into Mean Girls.
Yes. So I did watch it. Of course, I love the original.
Oh, me too.
But then that's my movie. And it's good, but it's also so true about life. Not that dramatic, but it's just crazy how in life you always know a Regina, a Katie, a Gretchen, a Karen, boys, girls, whatever. And I can say that I've honestly been all of those characters. I'm not going to lie. But going back to the actual movies, the musical was okay, but the original is just better. What'd you think?
So I think that you can't watch the remake as a remake. You have to watch it as a standalone. And the reason why I say that is because the original movie was iconic. It's a cult classic. And there's a huge following around that.
Yes.
This movie was based off of Tina Fey's life, and she turned it into comedy. So, she wrote this musical just as she did the original. So I think that both productions are standalone and they shouldn't really be compared. Even though it's the same story, it's two different ways of telling it. It's the same author.
I was gonna say, I like the way you said that.
Yeah, like the.
True.
Yeah, it's the same story, but it's two different ways of telling it. So, Tina Fey's telling it, if you watch the original and then you watch the new one right after it, then you can see that it's the same story, but it's a different way of telling it. And when you make a musical and you have musical numbers and things in that, the way that she wrote the musical numbers kind of goes with the story and her story that she's telling with the lyrics. And I think that if you sit there and compare both of them, then yeah, you can say the original one's better than the new one and stuff like that. However, I think they both deserve credit for what they bring to the table.
I agree with you. I did not look at it that way. You just made me look at it totally different. Because I did compare them and I didn't think the musical was bad because I knew that that was a play. So it was going to be a little different. But I and they definitely still told the same story. It's just they changed some parts that has made it different, of course. And then for me, it's the actors and actresses. That's what I compare more than the story, if that makes sense, how can you compare? But the person I got to get to play Regina in the musical, though, she was actually really good. Mm-hmm. That's a hard character to nail. She nailed it, in my opinion.
As far as acting, we can definitely talk about that because I do have some opinions on the acting side of things. As far as the story and the production, you can't compare them. They're two different things. It was a Broadway show. They brought it to the movie theaters. So even people who have seen it on Broadway have said that the movie is completely different than it was on Broadway. They kind of, gave a modern spin to it. So each iteration is slightly different. So it's the same story, but it's slightly differently told. So if you watch the original movie and then you watch the Broadway production and then you watch the movie musical, they all are slightly different in the way that they tell the same story.
That's very true. And I also like how diverse the musical movie was, the actors and actresses.
Yes, I do agree with that. I do love that. And my only thing is I felt like some of the characters fell short. Like, for instance, Katie, you know, she's such an iconic character that if you are going to do like telling the story, even if it is a musical, like you have to be able to outdo Lindsay Lohan and you have to be able to outdo like the Broadway actress. And I mean, I'm really not sure of like the comparison of like who came from the Broadway production to the movie or vice versa. But
right.
I think that like it's that such a hard character to nail, just like Regina. Regina and Katie are like the two characters that are so iconic. They have those lines, they have those one-liners, they have those moments where they're like at each other's throats, but they're still like sisters and gal pals in the end. And
right.
The way that the actress of Katie portrayed the character, I didn't think it was as strong as it could have been. But Regina's actress did a really good job of getting those little nuances. And
yes,
I also think that kind of helps that the original Regina played her mother in the movie.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
The Regina?
The original, the girl that played the original Regina in the original movie was the new Regina's mom in the movie.
No, it wasn't. That was, what's her name? What is her name? I don't remember her name, but she did not play her mom because she wasn't in them. She didn't want to be any, she wanted no part of it. Lindsay Lohan had a small part that had nothing to do with any of her characters, but I forget who, I cannot think of her name.
Oh,
at all.
Okay.
So, Rachel McAdams. Is it Rachel McAdams? No, I made that up.
No, that's not her. It is. No, you did. You didn't. Rachel McAdams is the one that originally played Regina.
Okay, yeah, because I love her. She's in The Notebook and a lot of other stuff, so no.
Okay, I lied. I thought that.
Yeah, liar.
I
told you, I live by the Mean Girls movie, so I know the characters, but I just don't know their names.
I mean, I know the characters, I just don't know the real people.
I know. But yeah, Katie was not believable as a mean girl to me. The one that played the new actress that played the musical.
I felt like she tried, but she just missed the mark.
She was meek.
Yes.
Just kind of mousy. And that's, that definitely lacked from,
I mean, as far as the singing capabilities, I thought all of them had really good singing capabilities.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah, I had no complaints about that.
I mean, actors or actresses, how do we say that now? What is the proper way to say that? Is it actors or actresses?
It's both, right? Actors, male, actresses, female.
Yeah, but
I mean, honestly, a lot of people just say actors.
Oh, yeah, because, okay, so I guess actors would be the non-binary way of saying it.
Yes.
I was trying to be politically correct.
So was I. That's why I kept saying actors and actresses.
So
we don't be canceled our first episode, Clay.
How about we do this? Cast members. So the cast members.
Here we go. That's good. That's a good one.
The cast members' acting skills, that's where I thought that the musical movie kind of struggled.
Yes.
In my personal opinion. So if you look at the movie musical, I almost felt like it, to a point, it kind of got like a to be like a parody in a way.
Yes.
So like especially with like Katie, like I felt like she kept almost hitting that mark, but it was like almost like she was making fun of the original character.
Yes. I feel like that was Regina's mom too.
Yes.
Yes. There was a couple of them that I agree with you. That's the vibe I got from it. It wasn't the type of movie that I watched at the end and be like, oh my God, they should have never remade that. Because sometimes I do, like whenever they remake movies, I'm just like, just come up with an original idea. I at least did not think that about this movie, but I still was like, I like the original. But like you said, you can't compare them.
I think that another thing too is everybody's going to compare them. There's such a huge following to the original Mean Girls. I mean, like we say right. The lines all the time, like on Wednesdays we were at Pink. And so like,
yes,
they had those lines in there, but they just didn't hit the same as the original movie.
Yes.
So like, I felt like if they were going to do this for us, they owed us a little bit more and they fell short on that. And I feel gypped.
Yes. One of the parts that they added to it was when Regina kind of got bullied. I wish they would have taken that further because she really needs to feel what that felt like. I feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that they lacked in. Like I at first I was like, okay, good. But I felt like she really needs to feel what that felt like.
Yeah, and I felt like the original one made you feel something. Like, it made you feel for the characters, and you got invested in the characters. And
yes,
this one just didn't hit that mark for me. Like, I didn't get invested in these characters as I did.
Oh, no, I didn't either. Oh, yeah, no, me neither. Like, and like I said, in real life, there's always a Regina and a Katie. Like, even as adults at work, mm-hmm. Every job I've had, there's been a Regina type person.
Yeah.
Who I cannot stand. And I always, because I'm very protective of people, find myself being the Katie. But I stand up to Regina.
Oh, yeah. You always have to stand up to Regina.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, it's just so crazy how, like, everywhere you, like, friendships, even friend groups, like, work, just always there's Regina and the Katie and all the other characters too. But you know what I mean? Those are the two main characters. So,
yeah. I mean,
and like, people can just be mean. So,
that, yes, they really, really can. And I think that, you know, yeah. So a prime example of like the classic lines and them not hitting well was actually, it's probably my favorite line of the movie. It geeks me out every time I watch the original, when the girl's in the gymnasium and she's like, it's not my fault. I have a wide set vagina and a heavy flow.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That just didn't hit the same this time. And I was like,
no.
I was like, what'd she just say?
Yeah.
So I felt like some of it was they tried to put those iconic moments in there and they should have tried not to.
Yes. I agree. Like, either do it or don't.
Yeah. Like, I feel like because the first, like the original movie was so iconic and that was like a scripted acting movie. And then you have the new one that's like a musical, like make it its own. You can still have its own classic lines. Like, it would have gained a whole entire following if we would have had a line like something different. Like, you know that you can't sit with us if you wear joggers.
Yeah, that's very true. They probably should have switched it up because like you said, it could have became famous. But there's not one thing from that movie, the musical, that I even remember.
Yeah.
That was new. Like, I remember some of the new stuff, but none of the lines. Like, there's nothing I took from that movie.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't take anything from it either.
Yeah. No, after I watched the first one, I was, like, obsessed.
Oh, yeah. I watched it, like, six times after that.
Yeah. Like I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a good movie. Just because it's, like I said, it's just true about life. And like the one liners, like they just stuck with you.
Oh yeah. And like the,
yeah,
the original one kind of at the end, it had that, like that moment where it was like, and this is what we learned from this.
Yes.
I felt like the musical was missing that. Where was that moment where they were all together and they were all like doing that final dance number and they were like, we're all in this together moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
And so,
yeah,
like, I love Tina Fey.
So like,
but I feel like she missed the mark on this one for us.
Yeah, because I liked how they showed at the end of the original how now Regina was doing field hockey because she had so much aggression. And Gretchen, I don't remember what she was doing. She was with the Asian kids. I don't understand why she was with them, to be honest with you. But and then Katie like found her own vibe. Like, you know what I mean? But like they found where they fit in and it wasn't with each other.
There's a 60% chance it's already raining.
Yes, exactly. But you know what I mean? They kind of found themselves.
Yes.
But then they weren't with each other. They still were friendly with each other, but they were no longer friends.
Yeah.
And that happens.
The original was a coming of age comedy.
Yes.
And I felt like this new one was a bunch of actors trying to be Ariana Grande and Britney Spears and Miley Cyrus. Like, it was like.
Yes.
We didn't have really like that substance that I was looking for and I was hoping for.
Right.
Do I think it's going to have as much of a following as the original? No. I think a lot of people are going to forget about it. And
yeah.
If we had to give it an honest rating, so if you had to give it an honest rating, what do you think you would rate it?
So what type of scale are we using for this? Like 1 through 10? 5 stars, 3 tomatoes, 3 oranges. What kind of rating would you like to use for this?
All right, so we're going to use 5 pride flags.
Oh, yes. You speak my language. You know what? You could be my first fruit fly.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, but to give it a, I don't even know if I want to give it 1 pride flag. Like the pride flags like means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go, I guess I'll give it 3. Like, I need to be nice. I'll give it 3 pride flags. How about you?
I would probably give it 2.
Okay.
Reasons being, is I felt like, A, it missed the mark for the nostalgia. B,
yes,
it missed the mark for standing on its own. And C, I felt like I was left with wanting more, and there isn't going to be any more because there wasn't enough.
True. That's very true. And I couldn't wait for it to be over.
Yes.
So, but I wanted to watch it because I had been wanting to watch it anyways, just because I love that movie. So, yeah, but I did get to a point where I was going to pause it and I'll finish it tomorrow. But then I was like, no, just get it over with. So then I was like, how good is this movie?
Yes. So I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I was literally sitting there. I was like, I paused it and I was like, you know what? I'm done with this. I started working on podcast stuff, like website stuff, because I'm putting all that together. And it's literally paused on the TV and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to finish it. And I literally finished it while working on the website.
Yes.
It was not something that kept my interest.
Yes. It was like more I was watching it just to see how they did against the other one. And then I lost interest.
And I felt like they put you in a position to start comparing.
Yes.
And like the whole thing with Lindsay Lohan showing up. My thing with that is yes, she's the original Katie. She's an iconic character. Her line, though, like her lines that they gave her, I don't think that they hit because the rest of the movie was so lackluster.
Yes.
But when she came on the screen, that's when I was like, oh my God, Lindsay Lohan is on the screen. Like, she's literally the host of the Mathlete's thing. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. And then she had one line and I was like, really?
Like, I know.
That was her line. Like, she could have had more.
And it was just wasted.
Wasted time and wasted space.
Yeah, like, I think it would have been better if she was, like, a teacher or just even give her, like, since they kind of, like, spoof some of it, they could have, like, given her different things to spoof on. I mean, I don't know.
You know,
it's just because she was the only one in it, right, of the originals? Original four girls. I'm pretty sure she was. I don't remember seeing the other ones. Yeah.
So, like, I mean, there could have been something different that she could have done to kind of like bring that nostalgia, even if she was like the narrator of it or
yes,
the what's the one character in it that she has a really small part. What is her name? I can't remember her name, but she has a really small part. And it might be one of the parents, but she only shows up like every once in a while. Or even Katie's mom, like being Katie's mom.
Yeah, I was going to say Katie's mom. That would have been good.
And like, where was the mall moment? I was waiting so much for the mall moment where they were they're in the mall and like they break out in the song and dance. Like that could have been a whole entire massive freaking flash mob. And they have like this embracive song about being different and including others and things like that, and like I didn't get it.
Yeah,
so
I know they, I don't know, I feel like they changed it, but they didn't change the right things, in my opinion. They took things out that they should have kept in, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that, so this is my personal opinion. And, you know, watching the movie, like seeing like clips and stuff of the Broadway show and watching the original, I think what Tina did wrong, in my opinion, is she tried to make it too much like the Broadway and the original smashed together.
Yes.
Where she should have taken the Broadway version and created that movie version.
Yes, because a lot of people, I'm one of them, would have loved to be able to see the actually Broadway version.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have loved to see that on the big screen instead of seeing the mishmash that was.
Yeah, like for instance, yeah. Wicked. Wicked's coming out next year. I mean, we're totally talking about it on Fruit Flies because I'm so excited for this.
Me too.
I've never seen it on Broadway. I've seen clips.
I haven't either.
I've seen things, but like I've never personally seen it. So like I want to feel what it feels like to see it on Broadway.
Yes, me too. That's also another one that I wanted to see that I never got to.
Yeah.
So I hope... Yeah, because I love The Wizard of Oz. So, and I love when they take these movies and they make a movie about the villain. I love that. Because you get to dig into their head to see why they are the way they are.
Yep.
So that's like one of my favorite things. Because, yeah, they're evil, but how'd they get that way?
Exactly. And one of my favorite ones was Cruella, and I am so excited for Cruella too as well.
Yes, I saw that recently. I know that has been out for a while, but I watched it maybe over the summer, and I fell in love. I was like, "How have I not seen this?" Like, yeah, because I, like I said, I love watching the movies about the villains.
Yeah, and that's
so I like to see how they think.
in Cruella was just so beautifully done. The artistry in it. And,
And I love Emma Stone.
And yeah, she did a phenomenal job.
Yes, she did. I thought it was her. Like, that's something Emma Stone is really good at, is becoming that person, a character.
Yes, she's almost,
she definitely is.
She's almost like the female comparative of Johnny Depp, like the methodness.
Yes, yes, you're right.
And
yeah, pretty much anything she's in, I'll watch it.
And she doesn't, see, this is my thing with a lot of actors, is they find their like same character and they play the same character in every single movie, TV show, whatever.
Yes.
But like,
when you
get your like Johnny Depps and you get your Emma Stones, like they can play in anything and you don't see that other character.
Yes.
And that's just like, to me, that's the kind of acting that I like to see.
I agree. That's why I like those type of people.
Yeah.
Because then, like, when the other ones try to step outside of their normal roles, it doesn't work.
Yeah, for instance,
like Jennifer Aniston's one of them.
Yep.
She always plays the good, sweet girl. And I love Jennifer Aniston because I'm obsessed with Friends, in case you forgot. But she sometimes will play like a bad character, like she did in Horrible Bosses. It just didn't work. That's just not her. She was also on, is it called Trainwrecked or something? I don't know. It was a very dark character for her then. I was like, it just didn't work for me.
So, one thing that I want to do on Fruit Flies, speaking of Jennifer Aniston, I absolutely love her.
Yes.
I watched The Morning Show.
Yes.
And I think we should rewatch that and we should talk about it and do morning show episodes.
Okay, I can do that. So I have only watched a couple episodes. So I'm pretty far behind on that. So if you're going to start it over, that's perfectly fine. Because that's actually a show I want to watch. So, because it was really good. I just, you know, you just kind of forget. And
yeah.
Then I just went back to it. So, but it was really good what I watched.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, we watch an episode, take notes, talk about it. And then, like, the episode name of the, like, show, we'll name the podcast episode that. And, like, you know, like, talk about that episode and, like, dig into it.
Oh, like, my God. That's like Friends. We can be, like, the one.
The one.
You know what I'm talking about? Oh, gosh. You don't even watch Friends. Why am I even friends with you? Lord. I'm taking your gray card.
Okay. Well, then we'll do a rewatch for Friends too.
Okay, good. Oh my gosh.
I mean,
this is exciting.
I've only seen a few episodes, so.
Oh my God, Clay. Clay.
So I feel like Fruit Flies
is, I don't know if you can be a fruit fly, Clay. I don't know if this is going to work.
After we're done this podcast, I'm going to be a fruit fly. This is my journey.
Okay. You know what? I'll take it.
Good. Because that's all you're getting.
I love it.
Yeah. I think that would be fun to kind of like watch shows and like kind of like talk about them and stuff like that.
Yes. Like, yeah. Then we can still do our randomness and.
Yeah. We always start every episode with randomness and then we try to get, you know, semi-professional until we start drinking, and then Sedge and and Catch comes out.
I love it. Sedge and Catch. These are some names. Oh, I love it. I love it, love it, love it.
Like the intro to Fruit Fly starts becoming like, it's the Sedge and Cat Show. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. You know what? I think you should record your voice doing that, and that can be the song.
is that how it's gonna? Every episode is gonna start.
Yes.
Hey, everybody! Yes. This is Chasing Fruit Flies with Clay and Sedge or Jess. This is the Clay and, or this is the Sedge and Cat Show.
Yes, and then Clay all of a sudden has a straight voice and Everyone gets scared.
And everybody's like, oh my God, I thought he was gay. Why is he pretending to be straight? That's like so 2009.
I know. Seriously. Like for real.
But I think I think this is going to be fun. I'm so excited for this show.
I do too. I know, me too. I am so excited. When I went on your podcast, it was seriously like the best time ever.
Oh, yeah.
And we got so much good feedback from it. Like, we definitely did.
Yeah, definitely. And once we once we have the website up, like, we can totally, like, have, like, just send all the traffic to there. And then all the Facebooks and everything will be on there for, like, to follow you and, like, all that fun stuff. So, I mean, I'm... the web address is going to be always be a big deal, but hell, like, I mean, that's what started it all, was being a big deal.
That's your brand. Absolutely. Yes. That's your baby.
Yeah. But I mean,
if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have this.
Exactly. Yeah. That was like the stepping stone. And so like chasing fruit flies is like our own little thing. It's our own little niche.
Yes. Yes. Cause me and you have such a good vibe.
Oh, yeah. We have so much fun. We just...
We do.
Go for it.
We feed off each other. Yes. And I love it.
Like, don't you like how, like... Okay, so the first time we recorded together, I texted you and said, oh, hey, what are we going to talk about? This time, I texted you and said, hey, what are we going to talk about? And you were like, both times, like, Clay, like, do we have problems finding things to talk about?
Yeah, no. Not at all.
But at least we have one thing that we kind of settled on and we kind of like is like that film and TV like realm, because I've always wanted to dive into that because I never really got the chance to kind of like do it. I tried, but like it's a little work, and the other... Like the co-host has to put in a little work, and it's not just sitting down and recording for an hour, you know, so it's like different. It's a big difference when you're trying to do something like this. It's like if we did true crime, like true crime is probably one of the hardest things to podcast about. It takes so much time. You have to have such a good production, and that's like they stick to that because they can't spend any other time doing anything else.
Right. Absolutely. Yes. And you have to be like vested in it. You can't just like make it up as you go. You know what I mean? Like you have to put in the work. Like you said, like when you said something about talking about Mean Girls, I watched it. I mean, I wanted to watch it anyways, but
yeah.
So you have to put the work in. So yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah. And like, I think like on the movie end of things is like, there's going to be movies that like you want to like talk about that I'm necessarily not going to be, it's not typically something I watch.
Right.
So that also starts to give that really cool insight of somebody that doesn't typically watch this kind of genre and they're giving their opinion on it.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Thank you. Yeah. I like it. This is a good time.
I mean,
gives me some to look forward to.
We are blast in a glass.
For sure. I'm the Snooki of Hagerstown, and you're the Snooki of Joppa. Is that where you live?
Yes.
Should I have not said that? Oh, God, now you're going to have stalkers.
Oh, I already have stalkers. Have you seen my face?
Me too. They're just gay men.
Yeah, we both have stalkers. They just won't leave us alone.
Me, it's more my personality over my face. But
I mean,
I know how to suck them in.
That is the wrong...
That's why I'm a fruit fly, baby, because I land on you and I fucking suck the fuck out of you. Whoops, I said a bad word.
That is like the weirdest way to put that. And it just suck
them
in.
You're welcome. That's what flies do. They land on stuff and use their little tiny something, arms, whatever you want to call it, and they, that's what they do. It's true.
Well, on this episode,
so I better watch out because I might land on you next. Just saying.
On this episode, we learn about what fruit flies do.
People are still going to be like, what the heck?
I mean, you always have to have that randomness. Yeah. We have that serious side and then we have that random side, you know? And so you have to, you have to find that balance.
Yes. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Every second.
Me too. Okay, friend. So any other comments that you would like to make about the Mean Girls movie?
Go watch it. I think we should promote the movie. Maybe they'll sponsor us.
Yeah.
Even though we didn't really say anything good about it, but go watch it.
I mean,
what
also,
do I have to say about that?
Watch it. Hit us up on Facebook and tell us your opinion on it. You can find all of us at Always Be a Big Deal podcast on Facebook. I'm working on making one for like the whole network, so it's all together, so we don't have to have like 17 different pages. And then once the website's up, you can also talk to us on there. But definitely hit us up on Facebook and give us your opinion on what you thought about the movie. And if you were offended by anything we said about the movie, we don't care. But you can still tell us.
Yeah, we don't. You can. I mean, I will happily argue with you in the comments. So if anyone would like to argue with me about the movie, I love that. So go ahead.
I love a good friendly debate.
Me, yes, me too. Just call me Regina.
Okay, not going to do that. So this is
Katie.
This has been our episode for this week. You can join us next week for an all new episode. And we might even start doing our little show review. We will fill you in next week. It's a surprise. So until then. I know. It's so exciting. So until then, always do what you can to speak your mind.
Yes. And be kind to others.
Yes, always be kind and stay a big deal.
Yes. Yes. And you can still argue with me in the comments. I don't mind. I like it.
Friendly debates are always welcomed.
Yes. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.